Storytelling is one of the primal art forms, with roots as old as human language. Its practice is at the heart of Hawaiian culture, whose history was preserved in mele, handed down through the generations. Moses Goods is a theater artist who's mastered a variety of disciplines, but all of them have storytelling at their heart. He's crafted the work of a lifetime into a storytelling event called Kinolau, to be performed this weekend at Honolulu Theater for Youth. He spoke with us about the role of storytelling in Hawaiian culture.
The role in storytelling in the past was to preserve knowledge. We didn't have a written language, so the storyteller was extremely important. I like to say, talk about the importance of different people in a community. You have a kahuna kalaiva'a. So he is the carver of a canoe, right? The canoe carver. Very serious thing, because if he doesn't do his job well, people can die. Mm-hmm. Well, for a person that would tell stories, their job is important as well. And if they don't do their job well, then stories are lost. People's memories are lost. Mm-hmm. And to continue to say the names of our ancestors is to continue to acknowledge that they live. So if these stories die, then in essence our kupuna, our ancestors, die because they're no longer remembered. So really important thing.
And in Hawaiian culture, it is a person rather than a document that is the home of the story.
Yeah, we did not write down we had no written language, so everything was memorized. We had people whose job it was to memorize mele, to memorize chant, and so I would imagine that that's what their entire existence was, from morning to evening. They would just work on memorizing these chants because it's that important. That was their role in the society.
How do you evoke that in a contemporary manner to a contemporary audience?
It's difficult because, as you know, a lot of the culture has been lost. So really, we know that we had storytellers. We really don't know exactly how those stories were told, other than hula and chant. But a person that would just, you know, sit around and tell stories, we know those types of people existed, but we don't know the form. So it's what I do is I rely on what I have today. I'm a trained actor, I'm a writer, I'm a theater artist. I'm also in a halau, so that's, you know, I have a background in hula. So I try to incorporate all the things that I bring as an artist to my style of storytelling. But mm-hmm. I can't say that my style of storytelling is a traditional style because it's, like I said, we don't really have knowledge of how that form was.
But it's kind of coming out of that tradition.
I like to believe that it is. Yeah, I mean, that's when I write, a lot of times things will just happen and they're on the page and I'm like, well, where did that come from? It's got to be an ancestor. It's got to be a kupuna that wants these stories to be told. I truly believe that when I tell these stories, it's bigger than me. The stories want to be told.
How do you decide which ones are the ones you want to emphasize?
It depends. A lot of times I like to dig for stories that aren't known as well. I mean, I always tell the stories about, you know, Maui, Kamapua'a, and Pele. Those are kind of the standards. But mm-hmm. I try to dig a little bit deeper sometimes and look for stories that people don't always hear.
What would be an example of one of those?
An example, well, not one that I'm telling in this particular production, but the story of Kane'apua. That's, over the years, has become one of my main go-to stories, and I tell that a lot. But growing up, I actually never heard that story before. And when I found it, I'm like, oh my goodness, it's this epic tale about this young Akua that has to journey back to the homeland, Kahiki, and he encounters all these amazing and fantastical obstacles, really. So it's kind of like this big odyssey that he has to go on, mm-hmm. voyaging back to his homeland.
You know, it's fascinating, Moses, how many stories from around the world involve a hero, mm-hmm. a journey, mm-hmm. a hero who overcomes a series. I'm thinking of Odysseus, for example, mm-hmm. a hero who overcomes a series of obstacles to get to, you know, an important goal. What is it about those stories? Why do you think there's that universality to stories people tell around the world? What are they trying to get across?
I think it's just the human existence, right? I mean, it's just things that that register in our minds, I think, just as humans, no matter what culture you're from, those are the stories that we tend to want to hear. And in what I'm doing in this piece, it is taking that whole idea and really trying to make it accessible for an audience today. So a lot of these stories, they're traditional stories, but I'm tweaking them in such a way where it could be a kid that comes to one of our morning shows, you know, in the middle of this story. I'm trying to make it accessible to the kids now.
Should a good story inspire?
Absolutely, yeah. A good story should inspire. A good story should have the audience imagining that they're the ones in that story, living that adventure or going through that obstacle. Definitely.
And as a theater artist, you've studied the various ways there are to get people involved, right? The various, not just techniques of theater, but the whole idea behind theater is to create that kind of interaction, that involvement.
Yeah, I've studied technique, but really, I mean, the best way to do it is just to be in front of people as much as you can, telling these stories, because then you get to, you know, you pick up on what makes them react, you know, what makes them laugh. And it's, you know, it's not necessarily always a formula and a technique. Mm-hmm. It's being in that moment and connecting with them.
And that's based on your having told these stories to live audiences and kind of getting that feeling back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I would think that particular interaction, the interaction with the live audience, would be kind of essential to a storyteller.
Yeah, yeah.
And that each audience would be a little different.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How do you know what it is that audience wants?
You got to feel it out, you know. One thing I try to do early on in any story is you gotta open that doorway up for them to walk through with you. And if they do, then we're on the adventure together, right? Mm-hmm. If they don't, then it's just me on stage saying a bunch of words, right? So some of that is in the way I design the script that I use. I usually do stories that are scripted. But some of it is just letting the story breathe as I tell it, you know, just not just waiting for that moment, or being sensitive to that moment when it happens, and you kind of feel it. And I can't even describe what it is, but mm-hmm. you know, it's like, okay, they're with you. And it's it's a humbling thing, because they're choosing to be there with you. And so it's like I have on stage, I have kind of a kuleana, a responsibility. They're opening themselves up to what I'm doing and where I'm taking them. And so I'm responsible to take them to these places and not abuse that, if that makes any sense.
Moses Goods is the director and creator of Kinolau, a limited engagement Hawaiian storytelling event that runs this weekend at the Tenney Theater in downtown Honolulu. It's a Honolulu Theater for Youth production, and you can learn more about it on our Facebook page.